Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. If you're planning to invest in the future of your farm business, we can help you achieve the growth you need. Ulster Bank, help for what matters.
Overcrowding in Irish hospitals back in the news today as the INMO nurses at St Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin held a lunchtime protest over staffing levels. The INMO has accused management of ignoring proposals from the Workplace Relations Commission agreed 3 weeks ago to tackle overcrowding and staffing at emergency departments in hospitals. Drive Time's Della Kilroy has been speaking to some of the nurses taking part in the one-hour protest outside the hospital earlier today.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Overcrowding at the door.
5, 6, 7, 8.
How much longer can we wait?
Protesting today due to staff safety and patient safety, and the overcrowding has reached levels where it is gone beyond being safe. The patients that are in the department at the moment, sometimes they stay there 2-3 days, up to 5-6 days, and they go home from there, they don't even see a ward.
What are conditions like inside the hospital at the moment?
Now we have 30 patients with 2 to 3 nurses. So we are expected to take on more responsibility now than we would have 5 years ago. And yet standards are appalling. People aren't getting fed. Only last week a gentleman ended up on fluids when I was on nights because there was no staff to feed him during the day. That is just a small example of how atrocious the standards are in St Vincent's Hospital at the minute.
What's morale like among nurses working in the hospital?
It's at an all-time low. Obviously, there's exceptionally challenging environments. Staff are working as hard as they can. They're not getting their breaks. They're not getting to eat. They're working 13-hour shifts, and they're staying an hour or two late every single day. It's so upsetting to see the patients enduring 3-day waits for a hospital bed. It's upsetting, you know, having to look at the relatives. The relatives have to view that as well. It's absolutely awful, and the staff have to work in those conditions. It's absolutely heartbreaking.
And just to highlight that it's not just A&E that are suffering. A&E absolutely deserve every bit of coverage they've had, but unfortunately the wards, there's a knock-on effect.
We want appropriately staffed ward beds for every admitted patient in the hospital. That's what everybody wants.
I'm out here for my patients and my own working conditions as well, but first and foremost the patients. They deserve better. You know, people who have paid their taxes all their lives that are coming towards the end of their life in their late 90s, sometimes over 100, lying on trolleys for 3 days, it's disgraceful. You know, they deserve better and we should give them better, and it's just not good enough.
What's being done by management to address the situation?
There are some initiatives being done, but they're not enough. If we compare Vincent's to some of the other Dublin hospitals, if you combine the amount of beds and people that are on trolleys in all the other hospitals, it's still less than there are in this hospital alone. I think there needs to be more engagement, more active management to address the issues now rather than putting the issues on the long finger.
Around 40 nurses out protesting on this rainy lunchtime. What do you hope this protest will achieve?
I'm hoping that it's really going to bring about change this time. Last time, there was nothing happened, and we have patients on beds and trolleys in our department for days, not enough staff to cope with them. They're not having any dignity, no privacy. We're not able to practice as we train to do so. It's so sad having to deal with the relatives and the patients every day and trying to give them some excuse as to why they're in the situation that they are when there is no excuse for it. It's just really awful.
What would you like to see done by what will be a new government?
Firstly, there has to be something to try and retain staff and try and attract more staff to work in the hospital. At the moment, it's not a very attractive place to work, and the hospital really needs to look at that as their priority, because until there's enough staff, patients aren't being cared for appropriately.
That was Della Kilroy reporting there for us, talking to those nurses on the picket line at St Vincent's. Now, the hospital has rejected these claims from the INMO. In a statement that they released today, they note that management at the hospital acknowledges that there is overcrowding in the emergency department, but they say they can't understand why the INMO is opposed to having additional beds on the hospital wards to alleviate this overcrowding. This is the escalation issue they had talks on in the Workplace Relations Commission, and proposals emerged 3 weeks ago. Well, we're going to stay with the emergency department crisis, because during the election campaign, when we were in Galway, we spoke to Mr. John O'Donnell, who's the lead consultant in emergency medicine at University Hospital in Galway. And before we came on air, I spoke to him again and I asked him if in the past 3 weeks anything has changed.
Well, just from looking at the figures today, you know, we have 25 on trolleys here this morning. In the emergency department, and 12 of those have been here more than 24 hours. Our longest waiting patient has been here for 49 hours, and she's 82 years of age. And looking at the figures for February, we've had the highest number of trolleys that we've ever had for February since we started looking at this in 2004. That's when we record the number of trolleys in the department at 8 o'clock in the morning. So only thing that's changed is it's getting slightly worse. But it's extremely frustrating and disheartening for the staff that work there who are, you know, doing their best to work under these conditions, but not delivering the kind of care that we would like to deliver.
We had nurses threatening industrial action. We've had work stoppages, another one at St. Vincent's today, to try and highlight the conditions that you're all working in. We've had proposals to escalate the management of the problem in hospitals. Have any of the proposals that emerged from the Workplace Relations Commission, have any of those proposals been implemented, and do they help?
In Galway, we're looking at the escalation plan. We're pretty much in either red or black escalation all of the time. So our average number is about 20 trolleys in the emergency department every day where there are no beds in the hospital for them. In Galway, we were one of the first hospitals, in fairness to management there, to put trolleys up on the wards. And today, for example, we've 8 trolleys on the wards, and we've 13 patients on trolleys awaiting beds. So that's a total of 46 patients in University Hospital Galway who are on trolleys and there aren't any beds available for them in the hospital. So I suppose in answer to your question, we're constantly in escalation, and I don't think that's really changed.
And if I recall our conversation before the general election, you said that you had 3 emergency consultants where you should have 12.
Correct, yeah. We've got 2 and a locum. And one of the difficulties is it's very difficult to recruit people into the environment that we're working in at the moment. And all 3 consultants who work in the department have trained elsewhere. I trained in Scotland and the UK. And, I mean, there's no way that the health service there would tolerate 12 patients over 24 hours on trolleys or somebody on a trolley for 49 hours. So the environment is completely different over there. They're well-staffed. They don't tolerate the kind of trolley waits that we would tolerate here. And you've lots more staff to help manage the problem.
You and many of your colleagues right around the country were fairly downbeat before this general election. Have you seen anything in the results that have come through from this general election that give you any hope that things might get better?
I suppose things are in a state of flux at the moment. But I suppose in short, no, unfortunately. But we'll wait to see how things pan out with the incoming government. Mm-hmm. But I mean, from our perspective, and we're all saying the same thing, the nurses and doctors, this cannot continue. For patients' sake, it cannot continue. And patients are suffering, and staff are extremely demoralised and are suffering as well as a result. So it needs to be tackled.
You're promised a new emergency department. What's happened to it?
Well, it's in the pipeline. We've had Leo Varadkar say that our department isn't fit for purpose. Enda Kenny has said it in the Dáil as well. We've 12 cubicles. We should, if you look at the guidelines for the number of patients we see, which is about 65,000 a year, we should have an emergency department with 7 resuscitation bays, and we've got 2. And we should have about 64 cubicles, and we've got 12. And that's not looking at the patients on trolleys at all. So we're hugely under-resourced in the emergency department in Galway, and I think that's acknowledged. But as to when a new department is online, it's very difficult to tell. We haven't got any definite assurance that will happen as yet.
And that was Mr. John O'Donnell, the lead consultant in emergency medicine at University Hospital in Galway.